from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, baby, here we go. It's hour number 3 of the G-Bag Nation. Full show today. Rangers were scheduled to visit the Yankees, but that storm is so intense there on the East Coast, they canceled it well ahead of the scheduled 6:05 start. So have a doubleheader tomorrow while we're all out there at Hurtado in Arlington having the Fan Bowl, eating delicious barbecue and competing, watching the Olympic gold medal basketball game. It's going to be an incredible Saturday afternoon there, Hurtado in Arlington, and we'd love to have you out. A lot of Olympic stuff happening right now, and here's the Chief with a look at it with Pure Gold.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. There are going to be a couple of spoilers here, so just understand that. Prepare your body and prepare your volume if you are anxiously awaiting getting home and watching these Olympics take place. Now, we're actually right now being privy to live boxing footage of the Algerian girl with the extra, you know, the gender
levels.
Question.
Yeah.
The gender question girl.
Honestly, this Chinese boxer looks very comparable.
Yeah. I just noticed that's the bout that's on right now. I don't know if this is going for gold. I don't even know where we're at in the proceedings, it's interesting to see how this fight goes here. Land some strikes. Now we had all sorts of things going down as it pertains to the Olympics and the track stuff and Team USA. And we had our moment here. We had our moment, and this is Team USA ladies 4x1 for gold. Sha'Carri Richardson is the final leg, and this is the sound.
Great Britain out front. They will hand off first. Amy Hunt is making the exchange to Daryl Nida. Here comes Sha'Carri Richardson. Look to the far side. Sha'Carri's got him covered. All the way to the line. USA wins gold.
Now, she ends up, she's able to basically look back at the opponent for the final, however, maybe 20 meters or whatever. I don't know.
She took a glance at her.
She
got shoulder to shoulder with her and then looked at her and then said, no, not today, ma'am. You're not getting this one done.
Slingshot engaged.
Seriously. Yeah. And the photo of it, I believe we have a little clip of it, and then we should also have the photo here on the fan cam. Carter can pull up for those of you that didn't see it, but this is the coolest still shot from the Olympics at this point. I mean, I don't know if it's going to get any cooler where shortly before finishing in first place there, you have Sha'Carri looking over to her right as she's sort of, I mean, you're almost like you're high-stepping into the end zone.
Yeah.
Like it's already this, my work is done here. And her looking over at the opponent as she's a few feet ahead before she enters the finish line is just an epic, cold, cold pick of the day.
The pride of Dallas Carter.
Took the baton in fourth. She ends up like amazing. Over a meter, maybe 2 meters ahead.
Yeah.
What a badass.
Did Gabby hand it to her? Is that who handed it to her? Gabby Thomas, or did she run that leg to get it to her? Third leg?
I don't think Gabby was third leg. I don't know who was, but I don't believe that was Gabby. But I'm sure I'll be corrected when inevitably I'm wrong. That was incredible. Watching her do that was wonderful, and the Team USA gets the gold there. Unfortunately, on the men's side of things, they play seventh in the men's 4x1 because they had the bad baton toss, which is really, really disappointing. That's
heartbreaking.
How many hours have been dedicated to getting that thing right, and then you fumble it. And that is probably the most frustrating way to lose, I would imagine. It's like, gosh, I didn't even give myself a chance with the bad toss.
Yeah. There's so much going on, they can't perfect it. You know, they can't get it to where it's just so smooth because you're trying to run and look back and hand the baton and take off sprinting. There's like three or four things that got to happen at the same time.
So many things.
Abby's biggest disappointment for her only track and field season is when she messed up the baton thing. And it's just like this crushing feeling of disappointment.
It's not that easy. It does look like it would be a little bit like anxious to make sure you get the pass off.
For sure. Because
you're moving full speed. They're starting to get a run going. It's like, man, that exchange needs to be on point.
Yeah, it does. And for as easy as it looks when it's done correctly, there's no question it's very, very difficult, especially when you're at the height of pressure and everything like that. So the men do not get it done. That's Team USA failing to medal in the men's 4x1 relay for the fifth straight Olympics.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's a frustrating streak that we're riding here.
And Noah Lyle said, I'm not doing this one.
COVID.
Yeah, he couldn't do it, right?
Yeah, he could, COVID. I guess, if he wanted to. He just said
I think they asked him not to.
Well, he said yesterday he thinks that they're fast enough. The U.S. team didn't need him to win gold.
Oh,
so
really?
He was bowing out of the – that was his final race of the Olympics.
Did our 16-year-old start this thing? Did he take it first?
Yeah, started. I think he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe he did.
He ran the first leg. Yeah.
Man.
Okay, so people are saying that – like, I went all in with this Sha'Carri Richardson photo. People are saying that there's a surf pick.
The surfer guy. I was going to tell you that if you ever stopped talking.
Is that what
the surfer guy? Yeah, the guy won the gold medal, and he came flying out of this wave. He was in the tunnel, and then it shot him straight up. His board went one way, and it was horizontal, and he was next to his board, and he had his fist in the air, he's like they were both floating above the water.
Okay, I see that. I see that. Yeah, that's pretty dang cool. Him and his board look like they're levitating like 20 feet above the waters.
Yeah.
That is okay. That's impressive. Sort of a 1A, 1B situation with the coolest photo of the Olympics then.
I would say the guy that was the pistol guy, I say that's another good photo too.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Yeah, the Turkish shooter.
The Turkish shooter. I think that was awesome.
That guy's a stud.
Hey, it looks like the 16-year-old was not in that relay right there.
Okay.
So, yeah, we got that one.
Okay, all right.
Hey, and also,
one of them damn relays.
Of course, I got the Gabby Thomas thing wrong as well, so my apologies.
Sorry, man, that's a lot of damn relays, bro.
There's so many, so much misinformation in this segment. You're right, 810.
Because you don't know which one is a heat, and you don't know which one. Is this the 4x, or
it's
is
a lot
this
of track.
The... It's a lot of going on, a lot of
there
track,
is.
Bro.
There's a lot of track happening.
What's the segment called, by
Pure
the way?
Pure Bronze, as always, Olympic segment of the day.
Yeah. I feel like...
I kind of feel like we dropped the baton here on our on our train. I mean, I think that maybe the anchor.
I feel like we hotboxed the card and came in here and started talking about Olympics.
I agree.
I might have COVID. Four individual hotboxes.
I might have COVID.
Did you see that kid's bronze medal, though?
Yes, that's deteriorating.
My goodness, that's embarrassing.
That is embarrassing, dude. He's
I did not see this.
He's had his bronze medal for like a weekend's worth of time, and it's already like rusting, or the bronze is like wearing off. It just looks like it's potentially a very cheaply made bronze medal.
Which kid are we talking about?
Skateboarder guy.
Okay.
Said he won it late last week. He spent the weekend sort of hanging out and sweating, let a couple of friends wear it. Now it looks like a 25-year-old penny.
Nyjah Houston won bronze medal, 29 years old, California kid, skateboarding legend.
Damn.
And after a few days of wearing the bronze medal, he says, you know, he's like, obviously I've been sweating and stuff and it's been on my bare skin or whatever. I've had my friends wearing it, but this thing's already sort of wearing down pretty quickly.
Green ring around your neck. Yes. Oh, like cheap gold.
It's that cubic zirconian bronze.
I don't know, man. Maybe think about winning the gold next time. That would probably be
Hey, don't you disrespect relax. Mr. Houston, okay?
You gotta relax.
Maybe
the gold plated medal because it's only 7% gold.
Yeah.
Hey, you seen that gymnast kid? I think it's Frederick, I believe his last name is. He won a bronze as well. And they asked him to see his little medal, and he pulled it out of his backpack. He had gum stuck to it and everything. Like,
man, we were just not caring about these medals. Bro. Come on, guys.
Like it's a medal from a youth sports tournament. What are you doing? Well, now you have some people that are stepping up here saying, like, the 214. That actually means that it's just good quality bronze. That's what bronze does. It oxidizes. So maybe that's what we saw.
Yep. Science.
Some oxidation on the bronze medal and not
butt
rust.
Crack there. I just think
no
we
butt
are.
Cracking. Instantly? That sounds like an intelligent texture right
we're
there.
We're doing that in 72 hours?
I don't know.
Why was bronze ever mined from the earth, if that's how pathetic it is? Leave it in there.
That's
worse than
it's
dirt.
Best.
682 says he's lying. He actually took a dip in the poo water wearing his bronze medal.
There
and that's
you
why
go.
It started to deteriorate. Yeah, maybe. I'm sure there's been some bro on bro bet situation, bet payoff stuff like double dog dares or whatever to get in the poo water or something like that. So I could see that actually maybe being in play
I
here.
I mean, the way you did your bros back in the weight room in high school, I imagine you would throw your own bros in
no
there and
kidding.
Laugh at them.
After I pantsed them. I would take their clothes off them first and then I'd throw them in those waters.
Yeah, pantsed them, yeah.
The Indonesian, whose name I'm not going to say because it's just a little bit too daunting for me. But
hey, by the way, it's Flournoy, by the way. Flournoy.
So we do say the R.
We do, yeah. Okay. Flournoy.
Berea.
Birria.
I'm coming for you tomorrow. Baby. Personal record. I'm going for 6 tacos tomorrow.
6 tacos tomorrow.
How many did you have yesterday?
Too many.
Did you have any? Too many?
Yeah, I don't think I've eaten since. I had 3 yesterday.
Every time I looked up, Chief had that silver plate in his face, that big, the serving plate.
Yeah.
I looked up, he's like waving to people like he's running for governor, and then he's got the silver plate thing. He's scraping the fond off the bottom of it. You know,
those tacos bring the best out of me, man.
Doing it right.
I was in my element yesterday.
Can you stop eating a little bit? Maybe do a show?
The Indonesian weightlifter. This guy is 160 pounds, okay? He successfully lifted 437 pounds of weights over his head in the clean and jerk to win gold, and he set an Olympic record in doing so.
The clean and jerk?
The clean and jerk, which
That'd
do you know what that is, Wolchuk?
You
know That'd what the clean and jerk is?
No, are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah, that's a pretty tough one to do. It's like you pull from the ground, and then you squat down and throw the thing above your head. Right? Yes.
Okay, so that's what we were watching earlier.
You start with the weight on the ground.
Your knees get wrecked doing
I
this
am
thing.
Just waiting for somebody to snap a limb. Doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's so much weight.
Oh, my goodness gracious. It's incredible. Yeah.
But for a 160-pound dude to have 437 pounds over his head, that is freaking amazing.
Well, they say a strong person can bench their body weight, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Just double his body weight, and he's throwing it above his head while standing on his feet. Come on, bro.
Jeez, that's impressive.
Military press. That man is strong.
I think we had we medaled in a lifting thing, or maybe we got gold or something as a country for the first time in forever.
Maybe
like we finally have
doing?
A strong guy. We finally got one guy who's strong enough to hang with the rest of the
stretch
the rest
Armstrong
of the countries.
Comeback.
Yeah, I don't know who it was, but we did have a USA guy finally show some respect there and medal.
All
in a
of our power guys are like, I'm gonna play defensive tackle. You know, I'm gonna do something else with all this strength. I'm gonna be a pro wrestler, make millions of dollars.
Shot put.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got gold and what, bronze in the shot put?
Good Lord, yeah.
Huge
Hampton
guys.
Morris, first U.S. men's weightlifter to medal since 1984.
There we go.
It's been a hell of a stretch.
And what did he get? Did he get bronze?
He did not get gold. That was a name that I'm not going to try and pronounce either.
Yeah. Well, either way,
I'm
glad
bronze.
Glad we're finally getting a little bit stronger here.
Yep, it was bronze.
As it goes for.
And that oxidizing green thing was 100% true.
Really?
Simple Google check will tell you that.
Yeah. Okay.
In 2 days?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really just depends on how much air and water that it's reacting with.
So you can clean it back up?
Yeah.
All right on. Looks like Joel Embiid is non-committal on playing for Team USA next go around in the LA Olympics.
Cameroon.
He says he might be playing with Cameroon.
Oh, there we go.
I think that's because he sees the writing on the wall. Team USA is not going to want him, so he's getting ahead of it, like he's making this decision on his own. It's a heady play by him. He also said in regards to playing versus France and the French fans booing the heck out of him, he says, I'm going to go back at them and tell them to suck it. Yeah. So that's his strategy for tomorrow's gold outing.
The moment early fourth quarter when he had back-to-back turnovers yesterday, I was like, this dude's not a real American. That's clearly an international thing. Fourth quarter of meddling games to start peeing down your leg.
That is true, man. It was the most European thing
he's ever done.
I would say
you're meddling right now.
He also had the worst, maybe the one of the worst flops I've ever seen as well, where he almost injured himself in the process of a flop yesterday. So Embiid to Cameroon. Can we start that now? Go put on that jersey. We don't even need you to win tomorrow.
Oh, and let's get Jokic stateside. You know what I'm saying? If it's fluid.
Yeah, bro.
I think so, too. I think Jokic can play for
Cameroon. Cameroon have anybody we could trade player for player on? Do we have anybody we could trade with them for that?
Yeah, can we get a little player swap going? I don't know if Cameroon's got anybody we want.
Derek Lively will take his spot in 4 years. It's fine.
I like that.
Soccer players.
It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. There it is, another Olympic segment. Canada leads Brazil 20-12 in the second set, but Brazil did take the first one 1-0. That's your gold final beach volleyball game. I can't keep my eyes off it. You know, the competition.
Oh, I know.
Seriously, though, this gal from Canada
The Canadian joint.
My goodness.
Yeah, that Canadian joint is crazy.
Brittany?
Yeah.
Dude, she's gone full Hollywood out there.
Get my passport together.
Who's got the best uniforms of the two teams?
Canada.
Canada's killing it right now.
Yeah, Canada's killing it? Yeah. All right.
Now, the first Brazilian squad that got knocked out of this competition, they were killing it.
Yeah.
But Canada's on fire. That big tall girl, my God.
Yeah. Usually Brazil will kill it with their uniform combinations. Yeah.
Indeed, sir.
Crushing
it is
the game.
A college football super segment coming up here in 20-plus minutes, but the top 10 is next, Woolchuck. What do we have in store?
Yes, yesterday we celebrated Whataburger National Day, the most popular items at Whataburger. What's your favorite? That's next in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Time now for a top 10 at 420. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. And here he is, Zach with an H. Your Woolly Bully.
Yesterday was, it was an outstanding day in general. We got to party at Hurtado in Mansfield. Shout out to all the Tolos who came out and said hello to us. And then it was also Happy Birthday Whataburger. It was National Whataburger Day, and we also do love our Whataburger.
Yeah.
So 877-881-1053, I've got the top 10 most popular Whataburger items. What is your favorite? Of course, tomorrow we will get to go back to Hurtado, this time in Arlington, for Fan Bowl. And at 4:15, apparently it is myself versus the General Gavin Dawson in the first round of our Fan Bowl tournament. I think at 4 o'clock, Eric, you're taking on Will Chambers. This is going to be awesome. We're getting good to go back-to-back. All of the G-Bag Nation will participating. Lucius, do you know who your competition is going to be in the first round?
I don't think I'm playing.
You're not playing?
I don't play games.
Did you say,
I just don't play games.
Did you just say you didn't want to do this?
I just don't play games. I think people know. I don't think Lucia's going to want to do this.
You want to take my spot, Lucia? How did you end up getting out of this? What the hell is going on?
I don't know, man. Just people know, you know.
Lifetime achievement, you know, track record.
But you will be there.
Took years and years of trying, you know what I mean?
I'm still trying.
Man.
You built up that reputation, man. Yeah. Kudos to you.
Damn
you earned
it.
That.
He's not going to want it.
Gosh, I'm a little bit jealous here. Very quickly before we get to the list, Jake Paul, speaking of the Olympics, apparently he's trying to compete in boxing in 4 years in L.A. He said, I'm sick of waiting for another gold for Team USA. You know, Jake, you've also got to make the Olympic team. So we'll see if he does do that. I'm
clean.
Not sure if he'll make it.
Yeah. Respectfully.
Hey, 100%. That's facts. And,
isn't he a pro?
Is he? I know he's defeated a pro boxer.
Huh.
But I don't know if he's, like, technically a pro
he's
boxer
been defeated
yet or not.
By one, too, right?
He has, yeah.
Oh, Tom I'm playing Curry. Corey Majors.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, 345.
Oh, dude, you're going to kick his ass.
Damn.
Looks like you do play games.
They don't know me.
Dude, you should just troll him the whole time. Are you embarrassed? Tell me about that same grits.
You don't know me.
Lucius can outflick Corey any day.
He's going to flick the hell out of him. And shout out to TNT. They're getting creative here. They're considering turning Inside the NBA into a show like SportsCenter to keep this thing around.
Come on, let's go.
So even after they lose the NBA.
We don't need the games.
Yeah, like after this year, they're like, look, maybe we can just still do a nightly Inside the NBA show. We'll
That's
do basketball highlights.
About.
And Charles Barkley has said, I'm not going anywhere. Barkley said, look, I'm going to play out the rest of my contract here with TNT. I know I said I was going to retire after this year. I'm not going to do that. So maybe we still get Inside the NBA, even if they don't have basketball games on TNT. I think this is great.
It sounds wonderful. You know, I hope that, you know, people are just in the habit of tuning over there enough to, you know, keep it alive. But it sounds like a wonderful idea to me.
All right. A lot of texts coming in. The breakfast on a bun from the 214, the patty melt is their favorite Whataburger item. A1 Thick and Hearty getting texted in. The patty melt from Patrick in the 817. A lot of breakfast on a bun love. And I think the Bob is actually quite underrated when it comes to the menu items there.
Couldn't agree more. I mean, if you're a sausage guy, that's your wheelhouse.
Sausage taquito with cheese.
There you go.
Sweet and spicy bacon burger. That is also my one seed.
Yeah, that's what my wife gets every time. Gosh. I do like that burger.
Very good.
But
you'd add a patty to it.
Yeah, I would triple that thing up. That's exactly what I do with the patty melt as well. And that's usually like, unless if I'm going with like one of the signature ones, I'm going with the patty melt.
The chili cheeseburger or the Chop House cheddar burger, they're seasonal.
Dude,
the chili
cheeseburger was legendary last
year. That thing was
delicious.
With
the Fritos on there and everything, that thing set it off.
Monterey Melt is the 214's favorite. Wish they'd bring it back. Getting text in. The jalapeno cheddar biscuit.
The cinnamon roll.
Delicious. The
cinnamon roll's excellent.
Cinnamon roll is an honorable mention of the most popular items on the Whataburger menu, and it's slept on.
To me, there's only one clear champ, that being the honey butter. Chicken biscuit.
Oh, man. Could be a spoiler alert.
That's right.
That thing's damn good.
Now, that honey butter is like liquid gold.
We've talked Whataburger before, and I think I said this when we were inside the Whataburger in Plano when we got to go back out there, we should really go back out to another Whataburger location soon.
Yeah.
I think we should party with them some more. But I've been told one of the Whataburger hacks is you can get the honey barbecue chicken strip sandwich. but you sub the honey barbecue sauce for honey butter.
Mind blown.
So now you've got basically a honey butter chicken biscuit on steroids. It's delicious. Lucius, I know you're an onion rings guy, and Whataburger has delicious onion rings.
Yes.
Do you have another menu item?
If I do order onion rings, I'm going to get the number 5 at Whataburger, the bacon cheeseburger situation. But what I like, you can only get from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m., is a sausage and cheese egg taquito.
Oh, it's so delicious.
Yeah, bro.
Delicious.
You go double sausage?
Hash browns, bro? Yeah, no, I've never tried a double sausage. I always get 2 of those joints.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then I get 2 of the hash brown orders.
Those sticks, man.
I've never got double sausage, though. They do that?
They do that. Or you could go sausage and bacon.
I go just sausage say,
let's
and
go
bacon.
Sausage let's and bacon go, in this piece.
We double it up. And I will say their hash browns are very good. I like
they hand roll those.
Hash browns are
amazing. They're good for dipping. They hand roll those, I guess, you know? I mean, if you order it specifically, they sort of have to. I guess you leave them no choice. They're not going to say no to you there.
Amen. 469, an honorable mention, the breakfast burger. And it is very good there. Delicious, the breakfast burger. And I think they put it on the full-time menu. It was a limited-time option. Now it's full-time.
Breakfast burger. So that's different than breakfast on a bun.
It is. The breakfast burger actually has hash browns on the burger.
Oh.
I don't think...
And a fried egg.
Yeah, Brian wouldn't like this because of the fried egg. Yeah. Spicy ketchup. I mean, if you want to say that's an item in itself, absolutely.
Hey, I'll tell you something everybody's sleeping on. That apple pie is no joke.
Damn right. The apple pie is outstanding.
You could have the sweet tooth thing. You get the... you order Lucius what he did. You get the burger. You get the onion rings. And you throw that apple pie in there. Now you're talking a game changer right there for me.
Number 10, we got the What a Chicken strips.
Yo, you can add veggies to the keto,
I think you can do whatever the hell you want.
Yo, what's going on, man? I've been doing this the wrong way.
Surf and turf. What are we doing here from the 360? What's the surf version?
I need 4 consecutive points. Sorry, I'm locked in.
They have fish sandwiches? They have fish? They don't have fish.
They do for Lent, don't they?
They're probably calling the bacon sausage taquito the surf and turf for some reason.
Okay.
They're probably just being fun with that.
That's fun.
I don't think they have anything from the water.
Right? I don't think so either. Number 9 is your traditional Whataburger as their most popular item. Number 8, we've got the Bob, the breakfast on a bun.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that it got some love because it deserves to be in there. Number 7 is your patty melt.
I wonder if shakes are going to make an appearance in this thing.
Which one? A shake?
Shakes.
There will be one shake.
Okay.
Patty melt not being on the Whataburger Mount Rushmore seems borderline criminal.
Yeah.
Offensive.
I do have love for the patty melt. I do. I thought that coming in at number 7 was low for it.
One of my favorite things to do at Whataburger, too, is just whatever I get burger-wise. It's like, hey, let's just throw some jalapenos on there as well.
Some jalapenos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spicy. Throw some jalapenos on that patty melt and watch what happens.
I have not. Their spicy chicken sandwich was honorable mention as well.
Yeah,
I don't think I've had it.
That's because I'm not going to let my mouth write a check that my butt can't cash. You know what I'm saying?
But
you're all right with the jalapenos. Yeah, because here's the thing about the jalapenos.
Yeah.
I remove the top layer of the bun and I will pick off a handful.
There you go.
I just got to have a couple of bites of heat here and there. But if I do a full fledged jalapeno burger, I'll be just miserable.
6 is indeed the chocolate shake, Brian.
There you go.
Chocolate shake.
There you go.
Okay, what a catch. Is
what
a fish
catch.
Sandwich. So, and they have that for Lent, I believe. I think that's a limited
seasonal.
Time deal. Seasonal, yeah.
I bet it's good, man.
Probably is. 5 is your onion rings from Whataburger. Damn good there. 4 is indeed your taquito with cheese.
Yes, dude.
They didn't specify sausage or bacon, but it's just the taquitos in general.
Yeah.
They're damn good. And they're a good size, too. That's what I love about it.
Yes.
They're like
one and a half sizes or times the size of like a McDonald's breakfast burrito.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, the McDonald's sausage burritos are very tiny. Number 3 is a sweet and spicy bacon burger. It's my one.
Yeah, that's super popular, man.
2 is the double meat Whataburger.
Yes.
People love their double meat Whataburger.
Just a straight up Whataburger is super quality. I'll go just meat and cheese only at Whataburger, and I got no problem with that.
But number 1, Dawson, you nailed it. Most popular item at Whataburger.
Nice.
The honey butter chicken biscuit.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure a lot of those items that you mentioned are great, but I can't get past the honey butter chicken biscuit when I pull through there.
It's so good. And honestly, it's probably the only item that I'd order chicken with there. You know, I'm not going to Whataburger for the chicken strips. I'm sorry. I know it's number 10 on here, but man, that honey butter chicken strip biscuit, delicious.
I like the salad, by the way. Salad's pretty cool.
Yes. Yeah, underrated.
Yeah.
quality.
Thank you. Somebody had my back there.
That was a good interjection there, Lucius.
I stepped back, Lucius, so I'm not going to lie. I stepped way, way back on that. I was thinking about the apple pie, not the salad. Yeah,
it's in contention, though, for maybe the second best salads in the game behind, you know, of course, Chick-fil-A.
Oh, Chick-fil-A is. Oh, yeah. No. Chick-fil-A's the guy.
They do some fine work there. Always. Okay. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. It's a Friday, so we got What You Drinking, What You Thinking coming up in the 5. If you missed it, no Rangers game today because of the rain out in New York. So we're sitting pretty here with a full G-Bag Nation and a college football super segment coming up next, Wolchuk.
Man, we got a lot of stuff going on with the Colorado Buffaloes. Throwback Unis and the Freaks list is out. That's next in the nation.
Classic Chevrolet and Grapevine, they are the number one Chevy dealer in the world with more Silverados than anyone else. Go see them today and visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Relax and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevrolet registrations, 2023.
Well, thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. The four of us here, plus Carter Freeman, 75 and Fitzhugh, brought us in Oxnard. Our continued training camp coverage is brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey from grain to glass. And we have an edition of The Finest coming up at 5 o'clock. We'll talk NFL there. Right now, it's time for a college football super segment, though, and here's Wolchuk.
Just a couple of weeks away, man, from college football kicking off. I know we got college football Carter, who's out in the Pimp Cup right now. He's wearing his Oklahoma Sooners jersey. And we got some OU news as Carter's going to pop up there on the fan cam if you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube. OU has unveiled throwback uniforms to honor the Sooners squads from 46 to 56 that won 11 straight conference titles and 3 natties. They are celebrating its history this season as part of the 100th year celebration of the Gaylord Family Oklahoma Memorial Stadium. That of team was, of course, led by Bud Wilkinson beginning in 47. Sooners won 102, 11, and 3 during that span. Unbelievable. They lost two games in conference that entire span. They went 59-1-2. That is absolutely insane. But these alternate unis are going to have white numbers, white stripes on the sleeves. Helmets are white. They're logo free. They've got a crimson stripe on the top of the helmet. They'll wear them September 7th during their home game against Houston, which will be week 2. So, OU fans, I know you're pretty excited about that. Carter, thumbs up. What do you think about these ones? These are thumbs up here.
Of course they are.
Yeah. To me, I think they kind of remind me a little bit of Nebraska, but they're just more crimson.
Yeah. Yeah. That was one of my takeaways, is it's kind of like Nebraska. And then I'm also Googling like for side by side because I don't feel like the current ones are that different.
Yeah.
I'm trying to notice, like, where are the main differences?
The helmet's the biggest difference, right? Because you don't have the OU on the side, and then the pants are certainly different. But
And usually their helmet is like their crimson red or whatever
with
instead
of white. With the white OU logo on it. How about Jim Harbaugh in Michigan just giving the middle finger to the NCAA? Mm. This is great. So we found out that Harbaugh is getting a suspension, if indeed he ever decides to go back to college football. He's going to get a 1-year suspension. But Michigan announced today, Harbaugh's coming back for the season opener, August 31st.
In your face,
against
NCAA.
Fresno State. He's going to be the team's honorary captain for that game. So I think this is just glorious. They don't give a damn. They're still relishing and basking in the glory of a national championship. And Harbaugh says, ha ha, you can't keep me away for long, baby. This is great.
That is great, dude. I love his energy towards that. It's wonderful.
He's like, doesn't care.
You can't touch me now.
Just does not. Yeah. Like, I'm in the NFL.
This is all hypothetical.
You tell me I can't come back too? Is that what you're going to say?
You think I'm going to go back into college football where we have NILs and portals and all that stuff? No chance.
I mean, this guy was a madman when it came to recruiting. Nico Collins was just, I believe, on Up and Adams. I think Kay was making her rounds to all the training camps. Nico was talking about how when Harbaugh recruited him to Michigan, he slept on the floor of his house.
Harbaugh
did.
Slept on the floor of Nico Collins' house by way of recruitment.
Yep. It's like, I didn't realize this guy was that invested, but he really wanted me.
Steak and milk for breakfast in the morning.
Crazy.
He had his khaki pajamas ready to go.
Unbelievable.
He actually sleeps in a headset.
It's got to be a go-to bit, man. I mean, you make quite an impression at that.
Holy crap, he's willing to sleep on the floor. I guess I got to sign.
How many 5-star recruits do we got? That's how many nights I'm spending on somebody's floor.
Yep, got it written down. SEC, Brian, they're moving forward with the injury report. First time in 2024 they're doing this. I think Vegas has a big hand to play in this as well when it comes to the gambling and the lines, who's playing, who's not playing. This will give you more information leading up to those games. I don't think this is a problem. I think this is a good thing, and probably all the rest of the conferences will follow suit.
Yeah, but all the coaches in college football, what's the one thing they're always paranoid about?
That's fair.
Is injuries.
No doubt.
And so nobody wants to give anybody, anytime you ask anybody a question about injuries, so you saw what Harbaugh did. He went from Michigan here to the Chargers, and they asked him about availability of players, and he kind of gave his lines of things that he did when he was at Michigan. He goes, I'm not a doctor. I won't never be a doctor, you know. So, yeah. I think the coaches in the SEC will do what they have to do because the conference will tell them that. But we're going to start to hear of reports and stuff that they weren't probably very truthful with their injury reports. So get ready for that.
Shout out to Sachse, 5-star wide receiver Kalik Lockett. He is committed to Texas. He's the number 2 ranked recruit in the Dallas area. Averaged 118 yards per game last year. So a big get for the Texas Longhorns, as the Sachse Mustang has signed to play in Austin after his senior season. And a big get for our North Texas Mean Green, Eric, as South Lake Carroll AD Steve Kessler, he's joining UNT staff as the school is aiming to bolster the NIL efforts there in Denton. So South Lake Carroll, obviously a powerhouse in Texas high school football, adding their AD.
There's something about money. Something about money.
No question.
How to deal with it.
Yeah. Any way we can help with the recruitment there in North Texas, I am all about. So shout out to UNT. trying. Hey, we're in the American now, man. We got a chance to dominate that thing if we get the NIL money. We got some good funding. You know, the Ryan Group, that's pretty good pockets there, man.
What's the name of our stadium now? I drove by it the other day. We're not Apogee
anymore.
It's
like Datco.
Is it the North Texas Teachers?
It's not the North Texas credit. Teachers, Brian.
Was it credit? Is it some credit union? Is it something?
It's Datco Stadium.
It's Denton Credit Union something. Okay, back-to-back years of having no idea what your stadium name is.
It'll always be Apogee to us.
Oh, okay.
Dude,
Jack Murphy.
I discovered this week the name of the Louisville basketball arena. And you're going to think I'm ball sacking you.
What is it?
It's called the KFC Yum! ! Center.
Yeah, Yum! Brands. Yeah. You know what Yum Brands are, right? Yum Brands.
KFC Yum. That is a funny name, though, for a basketball arena.
We're live from the KFC Yum Center.
Coming to you live from the KFC Yum Center.
You don't need to add the yum at all. It's confusing.
Yum.
Yeah, just
I think
the KFC
I only know
Center.
It's Yum Brands because you've said it before, Brian.
I think you should just say it. It's the Kentucky Fried Chicken Center.
Yeah.
Bang. I just call it the Bucket.
Don't dilute the brand.
Yeah.
Yeah, just say, hey, welcome to the Bucket.
That's not bad either.
Yeah, just call it that. Yeah.
Cobb, baby. Let's go Mean Green 940. I agree with you. Yeah, Brian's still bitter because we beat their ass in the NIT.
Yeah, we did.
That is true. That is true.
Tore them up.
It cost me a t-shirt.
Damn right you did. Damn right. Shout out to the Freaks List. It's out. It is out. Bruce Feldman does this every year. Now, I don't know how we feel about this Freaks List because, there was a guy that the Cowboys now have on their team that was on it 2 years ago as number 1 on the Freaks List. Doesn't mean he's not a freak. I don't know if this always translates to being good in the NFL. It doesn't. Right? But Mozzie was number 1 a couple years ago. Nick Harbor, South Carolina wide receiver, is number 1 on the Freaks List. He is actually the
first freaky thing he does.
Back-to-back number 1 player in the 20-year history of the Freaks List. 6'5", 242-pound sophomore, turned 19 last month. He ran a 10-100-meter. 22-200-meter for the Gamecocks track team, earned second-team All-American honors.
Dude, this is the guy that...
crazy fast.
This is the guy that we had talked about a while back.
Yep. So he's competing in track, and he's competing against guys that are 60 and 70 pounds lighter than him, but he's still running just as fast.
Dude, this is
Tyrone Wheatley.
This is as extraterrestrial a football player as we've ever seen.
Freak of nature.
I mean, are you kidding me? Are you kidding
me,
dude?
He looks like one of these 99 overall creative players.
Yes, he's a creative player.
He is.
He's 6'5", 250. Yes, dude, he's like the same size as Clowney, but he's so much faster. He actually plays wide receiver.
It's crazy. It is. Travis Hunter is number two on the list, the Colorado wide receiver.
Colorado.
Corner, the Colorado. Kenneth Grant of Michigan, another defensive tackle, comes in at number three.
I'm sick of these Michigan freaks. Me too. Like, I don't even care.
This guy might be picked in the top three.
He might be. Shout out to Baylor's wide receiver, Monterey Baldwin, who made it on the list, and TCU wide receiver, Savion Williams as well, who made
TCU
the cut.
TCU wide receiver.
Freaks. Yeah, probably not.
Freak show.
Oh, you got to give him that huck.
You feel me? Now, speaking of Colorado and Travis Hunter, man, there has not been some good stuff coming out of there, as we've got some former players and a couple anonymous, some did put their name on it, have said that it's, quote, like a real-life Grand Theft Auto video game. Wow. There are many distractions with fights, guns, and money floating around. The environment is unlike any I've come from before.
Welcome to the U.
Yeah, well, that's true. Hey, the U certainly had a good time. Now, former five-star cornerback Kermani McClain said that he dealt with similar issues with Colorado, according to reports. He said he was taking the heat for a lot of people. At the same time, Coach Prime was saying he was in the doghouse and needed to improve. Kermani was getting bullied by his son, Shiloh. Shiloh slapped him in the face several times.
According
to Kermani, this happened. Kermani was screaming at him, "Hey, I'm going to kill you," repeatedly. Ooh. After that, it seemed like Kermani was just mentally not there. And it's hard when the coaches you trust are calling you derogatory names on the practice field, he said. CBS came out with a big article about the locker room issues that are running deep at Colorado. He said that that Jordan Seaton, who was another former five-star recruit, said that he faced similar interactions. He was picked to fight a former lineman at Colorado to prove his manhood. So instead of doing the, like, bull in the ring,
Yeah. They're
calling players out, and it's like, hey, you guys fight it out right now to prove who's tougher.
Little fight club?
Yeah, a little fight club.
A little slap boxing in the locker room?
Allegedly. Meanwhile, Colorado commit Ebenezer Boozy was arrested for allegedly threatening a girl with a gun 6 months before he was charged with misdemeanor battery stemming from an incident last year, according to reports. Coach Prime had a presser today, and, well, he didn't want to talk to a certain media member.
Coach Sean Keeler, the Denver Post. Happy
Ooh, it's
summer,
the other one.
Man.
Sorry,
you
Lucius.
You don't like us, man. Why do you do
Say what?
There's another CBS. There's two cuts. The CBS Sports one.
Okay. Oh,
specifically.
Let me look in here. Looking that bag.
CBS.
No CBS question. Here we go.
That's the end of that question, I guess. Next guy.
Eric Christensen with CBS Sports Colorado.
Tyler. I'm not doing none with CBS. Next question.
Joe Rigo, my last question.
I ain't got nothing to do with you. It's above that. Ain't got nothing to do with you. I got love for you. I appreciate you, respect you. Ain't got nothing to do with you. They know what they did.
I'm here in Denver, not national.
You are who you are. CBS is CBS.
All right.
Ain't got nothing to do with
sport.
You. I respect you. That's why I told you that. I'm looking you in the eye as a man. I respect you. I got love for you. But what they did was foul.
And hey, it is possible that all of these allegations, it's not true. And
I think there's a lot of kids that get cut from programs that have an axe to grind that feel disrespected. You know, you have a ton of kids who are at universities that break laws. You know, it's just such a giant collection of people. I'll reserve judgment until more information comes out for
no
sure.
Doubt.
I do feel like the media for sure. There are big portions of the media just waiting for the opportunity to jump on Colorado.
Absolutely. Yeah. They are. I mean, anything that they're going to hear, they're going to run with this.
Yeah.
Colorado is getting scrutinized left, right, and center.
So we shall see. I mean, you say Grand Theft Auto. We've all played that game,
like, there's
right?
no way.
Oh, yeah.
There's
yeah,
no.
It's yeah.
No. I mean, if anything, maybe Georgia would be more likely to that with everything they're doing and their speeding issues and racing and what's
going
on.
Yeah, that's Streets of Rage down there.
Yes, maybe a Tokyo Drift situation down there.
Yeah, George. I was trying to find a game.
Gran Turismo. Hey, the Niners situation is evolving, isn't it, Chief?
Yes, yeah, we got football's finest here. We will update the Brandon Ayuk situation that is ever evolving. And then we got some words of wisdom to the young ballers out there next to the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare. Compare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.